The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope Pastor's Podcast. Today I want to just share with you a topic which is very important. It's the whole issue of whether in our responsibilities as a leader we abdicate or whether we delegate. And there is a very clear difference. Abdication means that you are refusing to take your responsibility seriously, whereas delegation says, I will take my responsibilities as a leader in the body of Christ very seriously indeed, but I will find ways that I can achieve what God has called me to do, which means that I do not wear myself out or find myself taken away from the main call that God has placed upon my life. We notice way back in the book of Exodus in chapter 18 that Jethro, who is father-in-law to Moses, sees the way in which Moses is working so hard. We read that he takes his seat as a judge and they stood around him from morning till evening. And when his father-in-law saw that Moses was doing for the people, he said, what is this you're doing for the people? Why do you alone sit as judge while all these people stand around you from morning till evening? And Moses says, well, they have disputes, they have things they want to talk about. And Moses' father-in-law says, well, what you're doing is not good. You and these people who come to you will only wear yourselves out. The work is too heavy for you. You cannot handle it alone. Listen now to me, and I'll give you some advice, and may God be with you. You must be the people's representative before God and bring their disputes to him. But what you also need to do is select capable men from all the people, men who fear God, trustworthy men, who hate dishonest gain, and appoint them as officials over hundreds, thousands, fifties and tens. What's happening then is that the need is great, the need is genuine. That is not being disputed in any sense. There is a problem. People do have many disputes, they have many issues, and they do need advice. But Jethro is saying, you, Moses, should not be handling all of it. You've got to find a way of getting others involved, and then the more serious cases you are able to pick up. And his advice has been taken right down through the centuries, and it's still good advice today. Moses is still the leader. He's not given up on his responsibilities, but he knows he needs to find other people. People who fear God, people who have a good walk with God. That's what Jethro is recommending. But then in the New Testament, this is all picked up again, because we read that in Acts chapter 6, when the number of disciples was increasing, the Hellenistic Jews among them complained against the Hebraic Jews because their widows were being overlooked in the daily distribution of food. The 12 gathered all the disciples together and said, it would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the word in order to wait on tables. Brothers and sisters, choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom. We'll turn this responsibility over to them and we'll give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the word. What is essentially happening here again, as in Exodus chapter 18, is that again there's a genuine need. Again, that's not being questioned. There is a problem. But the way that this is going to be handled, it's not good for the apostles to be so preoccupied with this particular need that their wider oversight of the church of God is being neglected. So they're to find people. Now, I notice in the case of Jethro, and I notice also in the case of the apostles, that the advice is to find godly people, not just willing people, but much more than that, people who have a faith, a walk in God that is evident. You can't just say, I'm going to choose you and hope you have a faith and walk with God. It's got to be seen. It's got to be demonstrated in the way that people live. People will respond when we appoint those who are already effectively, as it were, doing the job. But yes, the issue of finding others to pick up responsibility, to pick up tasks, especially as the church grows, especially as the needs grow, as well as the number of people growing. But what also is happening is that in the case of Moses, he can now give himself to the more serious cases. And in the case of the apostles, they say, we will give ourselves to prayer and the ministry of the word. What I want to emphasize is that the whole strategy of delegating tasks so that the needs are met and that the load is shared is very good. But what the apostles say is absolutely crucial. They say, we want this time, we want this space in order to pray and to give ourselves to the word. Many, many leaders, even though they would give a nod of the head to the principle of delegation, don't take the time that's released to pray and to seek God and to study his word. And I want to urge you, and I also speak to myself, I too can get caught up with so many problems, so many phone calls, so many people saying this and that. If we make the space, we must not then fill it with other tasks. We need to fill the space that we create with good delegation to seek God, to pray, and to deepen our understanding of his word so we can effectively share it to bless the body of Christ. God bless you.
If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.